Tony LaRue on 98.3 KORA. He is at Hurricane Harry's tonight, and he is in studio right now. Appreciate you joining us, sir.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
I'm a little disappointed, though. No bandana right now.
Yeah, I get that a lot, you know, and two things. I'm not on a Harley, and I'm not on a stage, so normally that's whenever you'll see me wear a bandana.
Okay, because I want to ask you, I just saw that picture you put up on social media the other day, that little kid. I don't know, how old is he, like 7,
who
maybe?
Knows, yeah.
Little kid rocking the bandana next to you, just like, it's like it gave him superpowers.
Absolutely. I think, you know, after you get out of diapers here in Texas now, they give you a bandana. And after you graduate high school, they give you a J45 Gibson guitar.
Ooh, that's a good thing. Not everyone can use them, though. But the bandana's become such a thing with Stoney LaRue. Everyone, you know, you think of it, like you said, it's disappointing if you're not wearing it. How many of those things do you have?
Oh, I've given away hundreds, probably. Right now, on my person, I have one.
Okay.
I have a black one. I get mine from Hobby Lobby. That's where I get them. Just try to wash them a couple of times where they're not too awkward.
You know, I would love if you did some commercials for Hobby Lobby, like an endorsement deal for Stoney LaRue. And
hey, I don't know how that would help me out because I'm terrible at decorating.
I don't know if you're the target demographic that usually goes to Hobby Lobby too.
You want some good stuff? Come on down to Hobby Lobby.
Well, that's too funny though. I wonder. You think people wash them after you give them to them?
Well, I should hope so, but I don't know. I really don't know. They'd have to, you know, some of those. it's really hot out here in Texas, and so they get really sweaty. But we also sell bandanas.
Perfect. So if you're not lucky enough to get the sweaty one, you can get a Stoney.
That's right. Bandana. Normally at the end of the show, see, I've been on the road now for 19 years, and I started when I had hair, and so now people don't really get my bandana anymore because if I take my bandana off and give it to them, I look like Krusty the Clown because I have no hair. I mean, look at this.
So what?
Yeah, Eureka, right? So now it's, and I'm going to gracefully surrender those things of youth with wisdom, and I'm assuming it's talking about hair. I'm not going to go Propecia. I'm not going to go Hair Club for Men. I'm just going to accept what the good Lord gave me, you know, but I'm not going to just like flaunt it. Does that make sense?
It makes sense, yeah. Just, you know, rock the hair, rock the bandana.
Like, hey, man, we really love the show. Can I have your bandana? Absolutely. Oh, my God.
No one saw this coming.
You're scaring the kids. Put your hat on.